Bay Mobile.
VXA, go ahead.
Yeah, KJ4, was that VXA? You can correct me on the next transmission. KP4, CPA, David. Mobile in Taylor, I guess. I'm on Wade Hampton.
Roger, I heard someone yelling there, just said come back. You got it right, VXA. I'm over here in Anderson, Pendleton area, just sitting in my car, and I could, sometime the radio's on and I could hear someone calling, so I just picked up the radio there.
I think that's Glenn in there too, but Glenn, if you can copy this, you're down in the noise, and the noise is winning, so we can't really copy what you're saying. I just recognize your voice.
Is Richard down here in Anderson? I can barely make out what you're saying. What's your location?
Coming back. Well, so what are you doing in Anderson today, Richard?
Well, I work from home now, and about 30 minutes ago, I lost power to my house, so that kind of shuts the computer down. So I just figured I'd walk out here and listen to the radio some.
More like it, Glenn.
What's wrong with that other antenna or that other radio? So you hear the one in the car, that one's fine.
Yeah, you're hitting the repeater fine with that one, with the one you're talking on now. I don't know, I'm not there, so I can't really tell you. I guess you're going to have to do a little diagnostic work there.
Dual bander radio, that Kenwood TM-733, whatever that is, that little tiny dual bander that at one time I had in the vehicle, and this one, the Kenwood TM-281, this was the one that was sitting on the desk, and I put that back in the vehicle, and I brought that TM-733 back out of service, back into service, and that's the one sitting on the desk, and I don't think the antenna changed. The antenna near the desk is that same J-pole antenna, and the antenna on the car radio, the one that I'm using now, is the same quarter wave, you know, whatever, steel whip. So, if there's a problem, it could be the radio. I guess the next thing to check is bring that radio in here, in the car.
Over the car and see how it's performing there. At least, if it is performing well from the car, then you'll know you got an antenna problem.
Process of elimination. It was working well on my desk, and it's working well in the car. Two different antennas. And the other little radio isn't working very well where it is now, and if I move it in the car, it may not work very well either. That may tend to eliminate the antenna.
That's true. Let's see. So, let's see. We got Richard down in Anderson, and so you get home and your power's out. lucky you. Ours used to go off all the time. It hasn't lately. It's really surprised me. We live in a subdivision that. Everything's underground. Of course, the power's got to come from somewhere, and above ground, and I guess that's where it's getting cut off, but our power used to go off all the time. It'd go off two or three times a day sometimes.
Negative. It's a rarity here. you know, if we get a good lightning storm or someone hits a power pole or something like that. I'm connected to Duke Power, so it seems to be okay. I've only moved up here about 2.5 years now, so I'm still learning the area. KK4 VXA.
Not that many problems with Lawrence Electric out in Grey Court. What I seem to get out here is like the 500 millisecond power interruption, just enough to knock all your computers and servers offline.
What happened to the house? It wouldn't be off, but just for a second, just long enough to have to reset all the clocks.
Interruptible power supply and the other, all these computers. But that's really all it is. Otherwise, I haven't, you know, I don't usually go down for hours or days at a time. Or, you know, even much more than an hour or so at a time.
I just got a text. This is Richard. Duke Power told me that something struck the power line and they're going to have to fix it.
Happen out here. Yeah, last time power disappeared for more than an hour, I think somebody knocked over a pole.
I had a Duke Power employee tell me that he was a friend of mine for a good many years at a church I was on staff at, and he said the squirrels get up there and they blow something that's right there at the transformer, and they have to, you know, go replace it, and I guess they only get one shot at that one, though.
I forgot that. Don't shoot through wiring. If you've got wiring in your attic or your basement, you know, watch out for squirrels.
Wires in my car for a tune of $700.
Him and roaches. Roaches will destroy electronics for the same reason. For some reason, there's something on insulation that they eat. And either, you know, two wires will short the ground. Yeah, electronics is the other thing. Electronics and roaches and electricity and squirrels.
Well, roaches like protein. They like the glue on boxes. People think they're eating the food, but then they don't care about the food in the box. They want the glue that's on the box. That's the bottom of the box. That's what they're eating.
I have Deborah sent me down a carton of books. A cardboard box full of books. She got the glue in the carton, and you got 15 or 20 books. You've got the glue binding on all the pages of the books. I called her back and said, hey, thanks for the box of roaches. I have enough here already, didn't need more.
Flick a stamp and it doesn't have any glue on it, that just means the roach beat you to it.
They were one of the first creatures here, and they'll be one of the last. Been here, I think, 300 to 400 million years, and in another 300 million years, they'll still be here after everything else is gone.
KB4CBA, go ahead and jump in there, Richard.
Tune in the Simplex channel and see if anyone's out there on the mountains, because I'm just trying to see what's out there. Usually I can make contact pretty much all the time up there now. The hikers go up there and they're foolish enough to kick a radio with them.
Hiking up in the mountains, I always take a radio with me. Two, 3 years ago, I went up to this resort in Virginia. There's this resort in the top of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And, you know, there's no mobile phone service. So if I didn't go up the hard, you know, the really hard bust your ass trail. You know, I'm like the old people with cripple hiking trail. Still, I said to myself, gee, I think there's a handheld radio in the car. Let me make sure I can contact the repeater, and then let me go hiking with that radio.
I remember we had an incident on this repeater. It's been back a good many years ago now. Hang on, let me make sure I got the repeater here. Okay. Some ham radio operator had loaned his HT to a guy that wasn't a ham radio operator, and he was taking his scouts out hiking, and they got caught up in some fog and got disoriented, couldn't tell where they were, and he got on the radio, got on this repeater, and was asking for help, and he wasn't given a call sign, and I don't know, somebody got on there and told him, you know, they weren't going to help him because he didn't have a call sign.
Every emergency or priority repeated at least twice overrides any call sign. Because that certainly is a plausible situation. You know, I have this radio and I don't know how to use it, but, you know, I'm stuck on the mountain.
I think an emergency would trump, you know, whether or not you had a call sign, but this person was sticking to their guns, and I don't really remember the outcome. I think I finally got tired of listening to it, and I just turned the radio off, but it was rather interesting. Yeah, I felt sorry for the guy, you know, because he was responsible for all the boys and everything. Like, they weren't, you know, they were fairly young kids, so, you know, they really needed all the help from the adult that they could get, so. But anyway, c'est la vie. Well, I'm pulling in the, sports club parking lot here. I have zeroed in on a parking space, and so I'm gonna say adios, and y'all have a good evening. I'm gonna play some tennis.
Tennis. Your tennis skills get lost very quickly if you don't use them.
Jump down to the Simplex channel and see if I can hear anybody. You two guys take care. This is KK4, VXA clear.
Good to talk to you on 2 meters FM, and don't be a stranger on this frequency. And Glenn, behave yourself. KB4 CBA clear.
Someone else is going. I'll talk to y'all later, maybe on the net. I mean, maybe I'll check into the net tonight. Anyway, what am I doing in the car? Oh, yeah, I came out to use the radio. All right, take care, 73s. We'll talk to you later. KB2BNG.